Rava said if one hears part of it, the key in the ditch and part outside is yoitza. If he hears part before sunrise and part after, he's not yoitza. But yes, why the case is treated differently? So Rava said nighttime is not a time of chiyuv for anybody. Inside the dish is a place of chiyuv. But if people are inside the dish, that's the difference. In fact, this seems to suggest that Rava holds that hearing the end of the tekiah without the beginning, he would be yoitza. And by extension, hearing the beginning without the end would be yoitza. I.e., we learned in the Mishnah that a very long tekiah can't be used in two separate tekiahs. Mercy, we can't split a tekiah into two. But one only need to hear a partial sound. In fact, in Megamara, our Mishnah says that one is not yoitza for hearing a shofar in a ditch. Now, the echo doesn't begin until some of the actual sound is heard. If so, we should be yoitza for hearing the initial sound. Rava only said that one is yoitza when hearing a partial in the ditch and a partial outside when he's blowing for himself and comes out of the ditch as he is blowing. The chiddush is that we're not concerned that his head exited the ditch while the shofar was still inside, in which case he's hearing the echo instead of the actual sound. Zakhmar Rabbi Yehuda said, one should not use the horn of an oila for a shofar, but if it's used, he's yoitza. One should not use the horn of a shlomim. If it's used, he's not yoitza. The reason for the difference is an oila is subject to me'ila. Therefore, when someone takes it and uses it, it loses its kedusha. A shlomim is not subject to me'ila and therefore retains the kedusha and may therefore not be used. Zakhmar Rava asked, he only becomes chayiv for the me'ila after he used it to blow, which means that at the time of the blowing it still has kedusha and he therefore should not be yoitza like the case of the shlomim. Rava said it must be that in both cases he's not yoitza. Rava then said actually in both cases he will be yoitza if they use, because use of this horn is for the mitzvah of shofar and it's not considered to be benefiting because it's ein enem in a mitzvahs. Mitzvahs lav l'hanas nitnu. And therefore, since it's not us, he didn't have hanoah, so he could be yoitza the mitzvah. Yehuda said one should not use the horn of avodah zarah shofar, but if it's used, he's yoitza. One should also not use a shofar from an irani dachas. If one uses such a shofar, he's not yoitza, because that has to be burned, and it's considered as if it's already crumbled to dust and is missing the required size. Rava said, one who promises not to benefit from another person may have the other person blow shofar for him. If one promises not to benefit from a particular shofar, he also may use it to blow for the mitzvah of shofar. Rava said, if one promises not to benefit from another person, he may have that person sprinkle the parah aduma water onto him, but not in the summer, because then there's a cooling effect to the water. But otherwise, he could. If one promises not to benefit from a particular body of water, he may use it as a mikveh in the winter, but not in the summer, because then again, it's going to cool him off. It was sent to Shmuel's father, if one was forced to eat matzah, he's yoitza. What does that mean, he was forced? It means that when he ate it, that he ate it when he was temporarily insane. A braisa says that such a person would not be yoitza. So why do you say he's yoitza? Rav Ashi said it means that a goy forced him to eat it. Rava said, from here we see that if one blows a shofar as a musical instrument or a shana, he's yoitza the mitzvah of shofar. In fact, more that's the same point, so it would be obvious. More says the mitzvah of matzah is to eat matzah. The matzah was eaten, maybe that's why he's yoitza. However, regarding shofar, the pasuk says that it has to be a remembrance, which may make us say that you have to intend to do the mitzvah in order to be yoitza. If he blew it for a musical instrument, maybe he wouldn't be yoitza. We see that Rava holds that one need not intend to do a mitzvah in order to be yoitza. However, Mishnah says that someone who's reading Shema and the Torah can be yoitza the mitzvah of Shema only if he intends to be doing so. The Mishnah means that he has to intend to read the Shema, not that he has to intend for the mitzvah. For example, he is reading Shema, what do you mean intend to read? But it says he was reading from the Torah to fix it, and we're therefore concerned that he didn't enunciate the words properly. However, if he has the mind to simply read it properly, he will be yaitzer. For example, Mishnah says, if one hears shofar when he's walking past a shul, if he intends, he is yaitzer. Presumably this means that he intends to be yaitzer. The Mishnah says, no, it means he intends to listen to it. If he just thinks that it's a noise of a donkey, and he doesn't intend to listen to it, he won't be yaitzer. In fact, Mishnah says that one is only yaitzer if the blower and the listener intend. If one of them does not intend, he will not be yoitza. Presumably, the case of the blower not intending is where he's blowing it as a musical instrument. We see that one must intend for the mitzvah. Mar says, no, the case is where he was making sounds of no musical value and happened to blow the sounds needed for Rosh Hashanah. Since he didn't even intend for the act, he can't be yoitza. The Abaye asked, if one need not intend to be yoitza a mitzvah, if one sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he should get malchus for Baal Toysef. So Rava said, I hold that Baal Toysef only applies during the time that there's a chiv of the mitzvah. Hashem Bar Abba asked, the Bryce says that a kohen would be oyver for Baal Toysef by adding a bracha after the Birkas Kohanim. We see that even after the time of the mitzvah, he can be chayiv for Baal Toysef. But it says the Bryce is discussing where he added the bracha in middle of the other brachas. Another Bryce says that even if he said his own bracha after completing all the brachas of Birkas Kohanim, he's chayiv for Baal Toysef. And for the Gemara, since if another tzibbur needs him to give the brachas, he does so. So the time of the mitzvah is considered not to end with his finishing of the give the brachas to this tzibbur. He's still considered to be in the middle of the mitzvah. We see that this is the case from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if blood of a carbon needing to be applied to each corner became mixed with blood of a carbon that needed to be applied in only one matana, there's a machlokes whether the mixture should be applied once or four times. The Rishua says the concern with applying it four times is that maybe Baal Taisa for the blood that only needs to be applied once. Now, once the one application is made, anything after that should be after the mitzvah, and yet we see there's a Baal Taisef problem. It must be that since another carbon would require further applications, the entire day is considered to be the time of the mitzvah, just like we said regarding Birkas Kohanim. Fidekimar, maybe Rishua holds that way only because he holds that Baal Taisef applies even after the time of the mitzvah. Mar says no. The Gemara meant to ask, why Rav Shemin chose to bring his question from a brisa when he could have brought it from the Mishnah regarding the blood. Rav Shemin explained, in that case, if another carbon is brought, the Kohen has no choice but to offer the carbon, and therefore it's clearly still in the time of the mitzvah. However, in the case of Berachas Kohanim, since he has a choice to give the brachas or not, we would think that maybe after he has done his brachas, the time for the mitzvah is over. Zachnamar Rav would say, although one does not have to intend to be yoytze a mitzvah, one does have to intend to be over an avera in order to be over. Zachnamar, we see that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't require one to have in mind to be over regarding batayitza for the blood applications. So Rav holds, one does not have to intend to be yoytze a mitzvah. One also does not have to intend to be over an avera during the time, but one does have to intend to be over after the time has passed. If there once told in attendance, have in mind a blow for me. We see that he required the blower to have the listener in mind due to mitzvah. Vekmar Mishnah says, if one hears a shofar when walking past the shul, if he intends he's yoytze, how can he be yoytze if the blower didn't intend to be yoytze of him? The Gemara says that Mishnah is talking about where the shliach tzibur who is blowing, he has in mind everybody. Vekmar Abrai says, if the blower has in mind to be yoytze himself and the listener has in mind as well, he can be yoytze. We see that the blower actually has to have in mind for the listener. The Gemara says, it was actually a machlekes in the Braisa. Tanakama says that the blower need not have in mind to be yoytze the people who are listening. Rabbi Yossi says that he must.